Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I was pleasantly surprised to see that the city of Arcata has decided to place the fate of the statue of President McKinley on the November ballot. This will allow citizens of Arcata to have a say in this issue that has become very important to many. The city council had originally voted for the removal of the statue, but it appears as though, through pressure by the community, it will go to a vote. I believe an issue like this should not be left up to five people and that the ballot measure is the correct solution. Our republic was designed for participation by the people. We do vote representatives into office to legislate the will of the people, but issues do arise that should not be left to a few who may represent the will of a vocal minority, but instead the issue should be decided by a vote up or down. Granted, a percentage do not choose to vote, but those who are interested in an issue, one way or the other, will turn out. So I think the city has made the right decision, and we will see how the residents of Arcata vote on this important issue. In contrast, though, I was disappointed to see that the California Supreme Court decided to get involved in the statewide initiative to split the state of California into three separate states. This initiative would have allowed the citizens of the state to decide if they believed that it would be in the best interest of Californians to split the state. The initiative was developed upon the belief that the true interest of Californians was being decided by large populated cities and counties which represent small geographic areas. The larger geographic, smaller populated areas lack sufficient representation for their unique needs. Apparently, a group filed a brief with the California Supreme Court, and the decision by the court was to remove the initiative from the ballot due to their belief that not enough thought or consideration had been put into the concept. So the interest of the electorate, voter, has been circumvented in the last-minute decision by the California Supreme Court, whose job is to interpret the law. In this case, it is apparent to me that some in Sacramento were afraid of the outcome of such a vote being cast, afraid that just maybe citizens of California may see value in splitting the state into three separate states. This should have been allowed to proceed and have a vote by the people. This is not a new concept. It has been growing support by many in California, and would be disgraceful if the right of the electorate was circumvented based upon the interests of a few for the purpose of retaining control. Personally, I'm not sure how I would have voted on this matter at this time, but I am concerned that I and many other Californians will not have the ability to express their desire at the ballot box. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.